Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The DH, Scott Bradley. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Stibe. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Witt and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Mosby steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mosby moves to third. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mosby scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle throws the ball into Guillen who relays the ball to Hewlett who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Barfield steals second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. Barfield moves to third. Witt moves to second. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Kittle throws the ball into Tolleson, who tags Mosby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Kelly Gruber pinch hits for Cliff Johnson. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Witt and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. One out. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Baines reaches second base with a double. Bradley moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barfield strikes out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullinix hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Blue Jays. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stipe, and towards Fernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Leach reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson strikes out. 1 out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia catches it and throws to first to double up Cangalosi. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez is called out on strikes. 1 out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Fisk moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gruber takes first base on ball 4. Brian Clark now pitching. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson strikes out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Barfield strikes out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Stibe covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.